Welcome back to Kids Short Stories and Season 4, The Adventure of Wonder. This season is all because of you guys. Wow, I'm so excited for all these story ideas that you have sent in. If you were one of the backers of the project, thank you so much. And don't forget to send in your idea for a story. This first story comes to us from two of our friends, Ben and Natalie. Hey guys! They are on the Spy Kids team, and I'm so excited to share this story with you guys. Are you ready for it? Me too! Let's go! One day, Ben and Natalie were so excited to go on a fun trip with their family. You see, they had been looking forward to visiting Unicorn and Dragonland for weeks. The tickets were really hard to get. And so, when they finally got the tickets to go, they couldn't wait. So they got in the car with their parents and drove all the way to Unicorn Land. Unicorn and Dragonland was a faraway place that took hours to get there. And when they got to the parking lot, they were so excited! They stepped out of the car and started to walk towards the gates, which were humongous. They were so tall. But as they walked up to the gate, oh my gosh, all the people that worked there, they were running around like crazy. It looked like there was a problem. Since Ben and Natalie were on the Spy Kids team, they had secret spy radios in their pockets. And whenever there was a problem around, spy headquarters usually knew what was going on, so they figured they'd ask. Psh! Spy kids, this is Ben here, over and out. And Spy Kids replied and said,
Hello, Ben, what's the problem?
And Ben said, me and Natalie are here, and there's definitely a problem over at the Unicorn in Dragonland. Do you guys know what's going on?
Psh! Yeah. It looks like some guys must have broken into the place and they caused a lot of problems, but it looks like they let all the animals out of the cages. It's a big mess. Maybe you guys should check it out.
Psh, over and out. Ben and Natalie couldn't believe it. Are you kidding me? All the unicorns and dragons were let out of their cages? Who would do such a thing? Natalie ran over to one of the workers at the place and asked what was going on. And the worker said, Yeah, you see, last night we had locked up everything just like normal, but while we were all gone, a whole bunch of people broke into the place and unlocked all of the cages, and all of the creatures are gone. All the unicorns, all the dragons are missing, and we really don't know what to do. Ben and Natalie looked at each other and smiled because they knew they were really good at looking for clues. And so they started to look everywhere, high and low and in the bushes and behind buildings. But, wait a second, come over here. What is that? Purple footprints running up the side of the building. You see, Ben and Natalie had some friends that they saw that too, but they couldn't remember. Do you guys remember purple footprints kind of running up a wall? That sounds really familiar. Let's keep looking. So Ben and Natalie started to look for more clues. Ben, come over here. Natalie had found something. There was a bucket of purple paint. What? What? Why? Oh my gosh. Natalie, I think I remember. Do you remember that one story, that one thing with the Spy Kids and there was the purple paint? We all thought it was the purple ninjas, but it was actually Frogman and his team? Yeah, the ones that laughed like this? Oh no, yikes, they must have escaped. We gotta go catch them and rescue all the unicorns and dragons that are lost. Hurry! Ben and Natalie radioed back into Spy Headquarters the clues that they had found, and Spy Headquarters confirmed that Frogman and his team had escaped, and so they needed to be on the lookout for them. But they do remember that Frogman and his team, they had a secret base inside of a tree, so that is where they were going to look first. They ran over to the forest and started to look around for clues, and sure enough, there was a trail of purple footprints that went into the forest. You see, guys, if you haven't heard that story, Frogman and his team, they like to dress up like the purple ninjas and pretend they're on their team, but they're actually not. But they paint themselves purple to make them look like purple ninjas. But it actually gives clues to spy kids who can find those purple footprints. So Ben and Natalie started to look all over the forest for any of the creatures that might have been wandering around. And what was that sound? That doesn't sound like a normal animal. That sounds like a unicorn. Hurry! Natalie took off running as fast as she could. And there it was. We did it! We found one of the missing unicorns! Hi, bud! Come here! Come here! Natalie was so nice to the unicorn and helped the unicorn come back to its home. Now Ben had to find the dragon. Where would dragons be if they were lost? I wonder if one would, like, fly up in a tree. And so Ben started to look high up in the trees, and that's when he heard a sound. That was definitely a dragon sound. We're getting closer. There it was, and Ben remembered dragons' favorite treats, their favorite snacks they love to eat. Do you know what they are? Lucky Charms cereal. I know it's kind of silly, but dragons love Lucky Charms. And so Ben took out a handful out of his pocket, and the dragon very carefully, he was really scared, but he very carefully came down the tree and ate the Lucky Charms and gave a big smile. Ben and Natalie were so excited to start to find the missing creatures. And just then they heard a laughing sound. That sounds like the Frogman and his team. We're getting closer and closer. There they were. Ben radioed in. Spy Kids, headquarters, we found him. Come in, hurry, hurry. And the Spy Kids headquarters jet zoomed over and shot a spy net over Frogman and his team. They had caught him again. Guys, you have got to stop doing bad things, Frogman. We are really tired of cleaning up your messes, but hopefully this will be the end of your bad days. Frogman and his team were taken away. The rest of the day, Ben and Natalie had to rescue all the missing unicorns and dragons, and they had so much fun. By the end of the day, they had found 13 unicorns and 21 dragons. Whew! What a long and crazy, amazing day! Ben and Natalie saved the day. The end.